center.
Make a play, Witt.
Back.
Make a play, Witt.
Get the wall. It is gone. Blackman, his first All-Star game hit. It's a home run in a 2-1 game. And here is Gallo, and there it goes. Home run, Joey Gallo. He didn't wait around. And a two-run game becomes a three-run game. It's 4-1 here in the All-Star game in the seventh. This would be the second time that Chapman does that feat, and he's got him. Struck out the side. And a smile from Aroldis Chapman as he gets the All-Star game save. And the American League has now won seven straight as they win this one 4-3.
Good morning, South Florida. And with those highlights, we bring you to the one day of the year where nothing is going on in sports, except for the ESPYs. You got the ESPYs tonight. But All-Star, day after All-Star game, MLB All-Star game, usually says one thing because, you know, the regular baseball season starts back up tomorrow. But today is the day, as we like to call it. It's kind of the dead day in sports.
Sports is dark.
Yeah, today's the one day. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty. There might be another day or two during the year when there's maybe nothing really going on. But today legitimately is the kind of dark day in sports.
Perfect time to make the Russell Westbrook trade, I say.
Do it!
In fact, in the next hour.
At 7 a.m.
In the next hour would be nice, right?
Yes.
Top of the hour.
Be perfect. We could get it in the next Biff update. Right, live update. He sees it live. It's happened. We can announce it. Anyone, any of the pundits can announce it. It'd be great. Twitter, Woj bomb, Chris Broussard bomb, whatever you want to call
We'd
it.
We'd have 3 hours to discuss it. You'd be jumping up and down, heart palpitating.
Absolutely.
In full flavor of the moment. And I'd be like, oh, I'm not sure about this.
Yeah,
wringing
that's
my
it.
Hands.
That's it. So, yeah, we have. So, like, at any point in time when Riley wants to announce that or one of these Woj or someone wants to announce it, we're ready for you. We have full coverage.
We give
when that
full
happens.
Approval to it happening in the next hour.
What I don't want to happen is to happen at 10:15. 10:15 would be blasphemy, and we wouldn't want that.
Well, that would be good.
You know it would be worse? 9:55 or something like that.
Yeah, just when our show is done. Like
That was too. I got a column to write, so
nah, I
anything
know,
anything to provide manna from heaven would be appreciated.
It's not all about you, Dave.
Yeah,
yes,
for
is.
The next
oh,
four
yes,
hours,
it is.
You might be Sun Sentinel Dave, but you are QAM Dave also. You have to worry about QAM Dave more than Sun Sentinel Dave. Well, good morning to everyone out there, and if you did watch the All-Star game last night, I guess it was a decent game. I watched a little bit of it, not a lot at all. I'm just not interested that much in the Major League Baseball All-Star game. I wanted to see if our lone Marlin got in the game, and he did. Sandy Alcantara gets in late in the game, pitches his inning.
I thought he wasn't going to. I'd flick back and forth. I thought, is he going to get in? And I'm looking. I actually looked at the roster. What pitchers are left? Going
into
the eighth inning, there are three pitchers left. And if you are, you're going to hold anybody out, it would be the Marlins' entry into the All-Star game.
Yeah,
probably,
it wouldn't be the biggest thing in the world if he didn't get in the game, but it was nice to see him get in there and pitch an inning, and there's your Marlins.
10 pitches, 7 strikes, 3 outs, 1 hit. I mean, that's held the lead.
That's all you needed.
Didn't hold the lead, but he held the game.
He got the hold. He got one of the holds, and you know what? That's all that. He got his time in the All-Star game, which is cool. It would have been a little bit, just disheartening to get to the All-Star game and just not get it in at all. So good for him. He got in. He pitched well. And that's your All-Star game kind of recap.
That's it. That's all you. Well, actually, for the first, 7-plus innings, I was thinking that Commissioner Rob Manfred had taken Justin Verlander's word to heart about the juice out of the ball.
Yep.
I thought before the game, for the first 7 innings, he went in and he removed the juice from all the balls.
That's it.
It was like 2-1, and I'm thinking, what kind of an All-Star game is this? 2-1?
I want to see high. That's why I like the NBA All-Star game, because there's no defense. That's why in the Pro Bowl, we're not going to talk about that, but you guys want to see that. Like, you guys want that. You don't want a pitcher's duel in an All-Star game, even though it was just whatever. How about the fact that there were 36 first-timers in that All-Star game last night?
And no wonder why I barely knew some of the names.
That's,
you know,
that's
I hate to say, baseball's becoming a regional sport to me where I follow the Marlins, but I don't follow the rest of the league nearly as much as I used to.
You know what's going on in the NFL, in the NFC West. You know what's going on in the Central Division of the NBA. It's not just the Heat and just following them, but in baseball. Like the NL West, like have you broken down what's going on in that division? No, it's
are the Giants still here?
Yeah, like
I know they play here once in a while, but I don't really see them. You know, it's
not
a very
doing
regional.
So well.
It's a very regional sport now.
Yeah, it is, and it's just it just is what it is. But the All-Star Game came and went, the Home Run Derby came and went, and tonight is the ESPYs.
Let's get fired up.
Like, I'm not sure how to get fired up for the ESPYs, although I do like the one part in each year when they do, like, the Arthur Ashe tribute, and that's about as cool as it gets for me.
And the Valvano.
Yeah, like.
Is that the
yeah, it's kind of the
Arthur Ashe?
It's kind of the same, because they play the Valvano thing, and then they go to the Arthur Ashe Award, and Craig Sager's won it, and Robin Roberts has won it, and Stuart Scott has won. Like
the only bad thing, and this isn't comedy, this is morbid, that whoever gets that award, they're not going to be around much longer.
Probably Robin Roberts, the only one right now that you know, like, is not still really sick or is you know, unfortunately dying at the time. So yeah, it's
Craig Sager
got it, and Stu got it, and these guys got it, and then they passed, and it's just it's kind of a morbid. You're right, it's kind of a morbid award, but that's the Valvano speech to me. I hear it, and you hear it all the time, especially when they're getting ready. They do all the auctions, which they do a great job on an ESPN. They put all these crazy packages together, and you get to do some really crazy stuff. If you're a sports fan, it's really cool. There's some really cool stuff in there, but that's it. Like, that's the ESPYs to me. I really don't care who gets voted as best NBA player or best athlete. Like, it's cool. I guess there's nothing on tonight, so if my wife's got something she's doing, maybe I'll put it on just to see.
No, this is the night you sacrifice. Honey, I'm not going to watch.
Yeah, like, what do you want to watch tonight?
Yeah, this is your night.
Like, you want to watch, you know, 90 Day Fiancé again?
You try to
watch
get all
it.
Points, yeah. Get bonus points.
This is it.
But I think there should be a annual award, the Joes. You know, Joe Rose, it's his he should be passing out his own awards, like worst loss of the year.
Like, we could give out the Ass Clown Award or something
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's possible.
He'd be good. What do you think? It'd be better than the ESPYs, that's for sure.
No, I do think that. If we made it funny, because Tracy Morgan's going to host tonight, and he's funny. The monologue will usually is pretty good in the show. He rips kind of guys or does this and does that. That's fine. That's about as far as I get. Like, if I am going to watch the ESPYs tonight, I'll watch the opening 6 minutes. To see how
the
funny.
Monologue you want to see
the monologue from Tracy Morgan, to see who he's ripping, who he's making jokes, who ESPN is kind of targeting, because they will have somebody targeted in the first couple minutes that tries to make everyone laugh and cringe at the same time. So yeah, that's it. But otherwise,
I would say Billy Crystal will be out there, but he's probably too busy celebrating the Clippers signings. You know, here's a guy who's. Is he the signature fan
of
the Clippers?
He's got to be. I was just about to say, who's the, you know, I guess every fan base kind of knows their own guy. I don't know. Who would be our guy down here?
Well, nationally, it's Marlins fan.
Yeah.
Marlins man. Now. The Heat through the years, Jimmy Buffett for a while.
Sure. Yeah. It had to be Jimmy Buffett, right?
You know, back in the Boris Becker and all them were fans back in the day.
But, Toronto's got Drake. Who do the Heat have right now?
Right.
Like,
nobody that.
Who's the Heat? Version of, I hate
Banana
to even
Man.
Say it. Banana Man. I mean, Banana Man is that guy. Uptown Dale? Like, who do you want? I mean, I don't know who you write there.
Well, you still see Marlins Man at Heat games, so, you know, he could be on technically, too.
But he doesn't wear, like, a Heat jersey. Like,
he wears
still
Marlins. In fact.
Was Marlins Man at the All-Star game last night? Did we see their picture of him?
I don't know. Look, just check his tweet. If he was out there,
That's it. Yeah, check his Twitter.
Marlins Man said Nick Arison came up to him and said, "What do I have to do to get you in a Heat jersey?" And he goes, "You already got other people. You got plenty of people. You don't need me."
Yeah, I don't know. I would kind of keep him out of that Heat jersey for right now. Just let him be Marlins Man at the Heat game if he's going to come support it. But I don't know. I don't know if we have that guy. So that's another thing to look for at that point with this Miami Heat team. But And there's the mic. And I don't know. That's it. But it really just comes down to the fact that I looked at the All-Star game, I looked at the ESPYs and just went, wow, we're going to, on July 10th, talk a little football because that's where we are right now in the sports world.
Football and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Thank God for Russell Westbrook.
We're on the Russell watch at this point.
Day four.
Day four of trades coming out and possible scenarios coming out last night. I saw last night at one point half the Heat roster traded away and Brad Beal and Russell Westbrook playing for this team with Butler. And that's the kind of stuff I want to see.
They pulled that off. Like, you're hearing now, I mean, I have a hard time wrapping my mind around this. John Wall going to Oklahoma City.
Yes.
And Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook
somehow coming here. And Gorin, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, all these guys gone. All of them gone. And it's Beal.
All these bad contracts gone.
Gone. Just, and on top of all the bad contracts gone, somehow the Heat land Beal, Westbrook, and Jimmy Butler.
Was I dreaming this? Like, all these bad contracts are gone and they get Beal and Russell Westbrook, and as you said, Jimmy Butler.
And Jimmy Butler,
they keep
too.
Their young players.
And, yeah, I didn't see Bam gone.
Well, we got Summer League today, I assume, don't we?
Yeah, you know what? There will be some Summer League, I'm sure.
And I actually turned on a Summer League game yesterday because I was checking Twitter, and they were going heroes going off in the Summer League. And I thought, okay, I'll see who this guy is. Let me say this. They cannot trade Hero. I saw a Summer League play against that brand of competition. There's a guy who sees the court, who
the
shoots
MVP.
A three. You can see any Heat fan who watched that is like, oh, no, don't trade Hero.
Oh, no,
you can't
that's
do it.
It. You can't. After seeing him in Summer League and hit threes and play, no one wants to get rid of the guy now. He is the next star of this team.
And they he ran the show for a while. He's making nice passes, hitting threes. Yep, and they beat Orlando. Big victory for the Summer League Heat.
7 of 15 shooting, 25 points, 2 of 6 from three-point land, 9 of 10 from the free throw stripe, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Sign this guy up. This is it. Here's the future of the Miami Heat. He is dominating the Las Vegas Summer League. That's where we are today in sports.
And, well, this piggybacks on the whole trade because – to me, it's almost like he would have to be in the trade. He's the number one draft pick that the Heat can't trade.
Correct.
I mean, they have no future number ones to trade, so that yeah, but we're going to give you our number one this year, which is a lottery pick and a guy just tearing up the Summer League.
That's it. So there you go. So that's our that is what's going on in the sports world today. That's exactly what's good. The ESPYs, the All-Star Game highlights, and you cannot trade Tyler Hero because he is now the next star of this Heat team. That sums it all up. Right
and,
there.
And they cut away on the TV broadcast to Riley and Spoelstra, and he'd be smiling. They'd be smiling and talking, and oh, they love Hero. They love Hero. Look at that. And I'm thinking they're probably telling a joke from 1972 or something like that.
They're probably talking about what they had for dinner last night or where they're going to go tonight. And someone said a crazy restaurant, and Pat laughed, and that was like, and they had him right on camera while he's laughing right there, and they're like, oh, they're not getting rid of Hero. Did you see that? Oh man, Pat Riley is in it to win it with Tyler Hero. So there you go. That's your sports kind of updates for the day of what is going on live. We're still, like we said, on the Russell Westbrook trade watch and whatever else is going on here. But the ESPYs are tonight, and that's it. That's all you're going to get there. So I don't know if you enjoyed the All-Star game last night or not. It was nice, like I said, just to see for a second Alcantara get in there and pitch. Otherwise, it was kind of a boring night for the All-Star game. So we'll get into a bunch of stuff today, but that's kind of
there were times I know Marlins players haven't made the All-Star game. I can't remember. I think Jeff Conine missed it 1 year.
He did. I think Jeff Conine and I think even Ryan Dempster 1 year.
Ryan Dempster too. Okay.
Didn't play, like got there and just didn't get in.
I remember now Conine also was the All-Star MVP 1 year. So
that's his trade-off.
But as a fan, you sit there waiting for your guy to get in. And the few Marlin fans out there, Alcantara gets in the eighth, shutout inning, one hit, 10 pitches, 3 outs, and we move on. So it's a good night. Joe Maddon, congrats. It was
congrats.
Joe Maddon's the manager. Yeah,
that's
right.
It.
He got everybody in.
Someone texted in already early this morning on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Don't forget the Dolphins have the Miami Miracle as a finalist in the ESPYs.
Oh, if that doesn't win.
Ha!
Come on. And,
blasphemy if it doesn't
win. And the topper is it costs them five spots in the draft. Okay,
oh,
if that
God.
Doesn't throw it over the top, as you know, if you're looking for a deciding point on the drama of the play itself wasn't big enough.
Jason McCourty is in that game instead of Gronk, and the Dolphins pick eighth.
And Funky Buddha made a beer of the
that's
play.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, come on. There's a lot of good things coming out of that play.
By the way, the Funky Buddha guys, when they made Jarvis Landry's tears earlier in the season, that was the best beer they made in a while. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more beer here. Dave Hyden for Joe Rose Show. There's a lot going on outside of the actual sports in the world, and one of them has to do with basketball and a rule that's going to be something that's going to be implemented next year for the NBA in the regular season. We're going to talk about that next, and if it's going to hurt the game or help, that's next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Feel it. And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah. All right, so we have some news right now. No, Russell Westbrook has not been traded to the Miami Heat yet. But we have some football news, and it has nothing to do with me picking a team to watch and root for from now on.
What's the deadline on that, Zach?
Before you the 9 o'clock hour on Friday. I'm giving myself all week to do my research. I've gotten so many tweets and so much information sent to me about why I should pick their favorite team from all these people out there.
Where are we leaning? Premier League?
I am not.
La Liga?
I'm not giving out any information outside of the fact that I will have a team.
In other words,
you
haven't really looked into it at all. Is that
That's
what you're
exactly
saying?
Exactly what that means. If you break it down word by word from what I just said, it means that I've gotten 7 million tweets and I haven't really looked at any of them outside.
I will say Liverpool is the most fun team. They got the fun coach, they got a fun offensive team.
That's your sell
great
job
defense.
For Liverpool.
A lot of one-name players.
That I need.
So you don't need to memorize,
yes.
You know, the complex.
That
could
be
full
a huge
name.
Part of my decision, just by knowing six or seven of the guys and, like, just by their first name or that one name, and that's it. Because if I have to go through all these big names and everything and I have to say it, it's not going to be good for
you
me.
Shouldn't be rooting for you shouldn't hop on board like the Yankees and the Red Sox. So some of the biggest names have to be out, right?
No, everyone's in.
Everybody's in.
Because if it's easier to jump on a bandwagon of a team that might win. Listen, I don't have a lot of teams that win right now. So if that means
Liverpool did just win the Champions League. I mean,
well, what I'm afraid of now is that they just did win. Are they going to maybe win again?
Oh no, their magic carpet ride's going up. On
okay,
Big
see
Red.
That's that might be a problem. That might be an out for that. But we do have some football news regarding David Beckham that you just told me during the break. I guess it all happened late yesterday or last night. I'm not sure. So what's the latest on what happened with the stadium in Fort Lauderdale?
According to our South Florida Sun Sentinel, David Beckham soccer stadium deal in Fort Lauderdale gets its final approval, and
okay.
The new soccer stadium will be ready for the start of the next season.
Wow.
So
all right.
We're
so
moving ahead.
We are finally there. It seems like every 4 years we get some sort of vote and it goes nowhere.
It actually thinks there is.
We might have a team now, huh?
We're moving forward. There's
wow.
Not just progress, but there's substantive change to where there's the stadium and the season is actually coming.
All right. Is everybody excited and ready? Because we're getting football down here.
I like it. I'm all for it.
Why not?
Yeah,
I'm okay. I'm not even saying that as a kind of a joking.
Oh, I thought you were
man,
the soccer.
I'm a football guy now. I'm a soccer guy now. I want it. Like, you know, Joe Rose said something years ago, and I think it was when Samson was going on one of those tours trying to frighten everybody about moving the Marlins out of here, and he's meeting with San Antonio and Portland and talking about Vegas and baseball's gone from here and this and that. And Joe made a comment on the air, how many cities are as lucky as we are that have all these professional teams? Some cities have one. Some cities don't have any major cities. And the more the merrier for me. I know that the Marlins are struggling, you know, and they're kind of rebuilding and doing everything, and the Panthers haven't made the playoffs or made the playoffs a very few times in their history, and the Dolphins are struggling, and the Heat now are going through a little bit of a funk after the big three. But I want professional teams. I'd rather have them here than not. And if a soccer team and the MLS and everything is getting big down, you know, around the country in soccer, then give me a team. I'll take it.
Yeah, the only surprise in this is David Beckham stuck it out for what, five years?
A long time. It seems like 50 years at this point.
Look, he had pie-in-the-sky ideas of putting the stadium on the water.
Of course.
Everyone said,
yeah.
As he said, it'd be, looking back, it'd be like going, somebody coming into London, a stranger, and saying, hey, that's a nice plot of land by Buckingham Palace.
Let's just build a football stadium there, and let's have a pro football team. Yeah. So, yeah, but this is good news. This is good news because you never knew where – I mean, I didn't think that it wouldn't go through. I didn't think that all of a sudden they took down Lockhart, and they're going to say, nope, can't do it now.
Lockhart's been torn down. But this is the final –
Now it's finally done.
Print,
stamp of approval.
Okay. And we move on.
All right. There you go. So football is coming. Even though we thought it was and we've had discussions about it and Mel Reese and Fort Lauderdale and David Beckham and the Moss brothers, it is finally coming to fruition.
Could this be your team, though? Could you take a left tour and say...
If I'm going to root for, like you said, one of the European teams or one of the teams in the English Premier League or something like that, am I not allowed to root also for this team?
No.
Would this team be
one
in competition with that?
The other,
okay.
No.
So, yeah, no matter what.
It'd be like rooting for a double-A team and a major league team. That's allowed.
No, then I'm fine. Then Miami FC is 100% going to be my team. Local teams always kind of get the advantage of my rooting interest first, and then I go after that. I will still try to find a Premier League team or something like that because that's like the big thing. And so I'll get into that also. But Miami FC, I'm good. I know that David Beckham is going to take care of this team, at least in the beginning, to make sure they're hot. And then maybe he, you know, kind of goes somewhere else and gets away from it. But at least in the beginning, I know Beckham's all in because his name's all over it. He doesn't want to be embarrassed early. But if he does well in the beginning, signs a big guy, brings in two names, whatever it is, that's what he wants. Shiny object in the corner, David Beckham. Sign me up.
He's been the shiny object for 5 years.
But now the shiny object has just been polished. Everything looks good. It's shiny. It looks brand new again. The approvals have come in from cities, and now we're not worried about it. It's going to start. We know it's going to start now. The stadium is going to be built. The team is going to be put together. They will be playing football in Fort Lauderdale for the Miami FC.
And you want to talk about guys who will have an easier time recruiting international players. Between Beckham's friendships and relationships with teams and players and coming to South Florida as opposed to Kansas City FC or even Los Angeles, a lot of these players live in
come
South
down
America.
To Miami anyway. Yeah, but they come to Miami anyway.
Yeah, we had two of our Liverpool players here last week, Zach. If you just put
the
sell
jobs keeps going. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I need to be wooed before the week is over. So there you go. So we do have some football news. We do have some soccer news out there. I think I definitely saw Chris Whittingham somewhere camped out last night waiting for some kind of...
wearing a Manchester City shirt.
Yeah, I saw him on
Twitter.
He probably
has 20 jerseys.
I can imagine. I know that the wearing jersey thing, like, it's weird when you see the older guy walking around wearing like the Dan Marino jersey or something like that out, or the Zach Thomas jersey or the Minka Fitzpatrick jersey, but the soccer jersey is still cool to wear. Like, it's still okay. I see it all the time. I guess I see it all the time
because you don't attach anything to it because you don't really know about it.
No, I have no idea. I wouldn't even know whose jersey I put on unless it literally said Beckham on the back.
But we're going to have the hat game, aren't we? Like a player signing
in high
school.
I'm going to have my decision. You're going to be Jim Gray on Friday.
Right.
You're Jim Gray on Friday.
You have to pretend you're going to put on one hat and then put on the other of the team you're going to follow, right?
I'm going to take my talents to some crazy European city, I think. That's what's going to happen.
We expect you to go there, too.
Yeah, I'm going. That's it. I told my wife, we're going on a trip. We're going to go see a football
match. Well, that changes it, too. You got to pick a good city to go to, then.
Oh, my wife's going to be in the decision for that, then, if that's the case. I love this, too, because we brought it up. The Westbrook, this is on the text line, by the way, 56022, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. This Westbrook trade is starting to get boring. Make it happen already.
Starting to get boring. This is people's attention span.
Gone. It's gone already. It's gone.
Right.
Like, if it's not going to happen right now, I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, they are stitching together perhaps the oddest trade. And I don't even know where this came from, the whole Bradley Beal coming here.
Why
John
not?
Wall
throw
going,
him in. Yeah.
I can't even wrap my mind around that one. But Russell Westbrook coming here again. I'm you're locking a team into fourth place in the East, and by year four, by year three, Zach, you who are shiny object guy,
yes,
loving
it,
you'll be saying, "Well, Pat Riley, his last big move. I just don't like it." You'll be looking at the contract
probably. Going into the last year of Jimmy's contract,
probably,
and Russell's,
the responsibility to say maybe this isn't going to work.
No, I have no responsibility at all with that, because I am in the present and I only work for the present at this point. Yeah, if this is a 22-year-old guy you're signing to a 5-year deal, I wouldn't be so worried. But at this point, I don't see any other shining light anywhere when it comes to this team, and I don't see any
high draft picks. We didn't even see this. You know, 2 weeks ago.
You're right.
We didn't see Jimmy Butler 2 weeks ago.
You're right.
So
all of a sudden, in a 2-week span, I went from having Hassan Whiteside, Goran Dragic, and Justice Winslow as my guys coming in, and Deion Waiters for next year, and now the possibility of Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook and no Hassan, and now this crazy third option thrown in there of, oh, and Brad Beal might be coming too.
Russell Westbrook will put people in the seats.
Yes, he will. He will, much more than anyone on that Heat roster last year. Not even close. And more than Jimmy Butler, I think.
And let's remember, it is a business in addition to a sport, and you create a buzz and excitement, and you know everybody says, "Oh, the Heat's selling out the games." They are, but we know South Florida, and as the texture's shows, the attention span wanders very quickly.
If they already are over it, there's already people that are over it. Like, make the trade or stop.
Make this or don't do it.
Yeah.
Come on, Pat Riley, get it done right now.
If anyone can get it done, let me tell you. I know this is this is a haymaker right here, but if somehow, some way, all that rumored stuff comes out and he somehow gets Westbrook down here and Jimmy Butler, which is already here, that's a home run for me. But if somehow, some way, this fantasy trade that's all over Twitter of a Kevin Love coming down here or a Bradley Beal also, give me a break. Pat Riley's a genius. Andy Ellisberger, genius. I don't care what the salary cap's going to look like in 2 years. I just can't believe what they were able to pull. Seriously. I can't. There's no way imaginable a month ago you would tell me that Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook are going to be on this team and somehow Hassan's going to be gone.
You knew they were going to try to shake it up.
Sure.
But who knew that it could be shook up like this?
Like this? Not put us, like we talked about it in kind of nauseam yesterday, not to put us in championship contention, but to put us back as a contender in the East. Okay. I never thought that would happen. Look at the smile on my face. We went from being that 9 seed, 8 seed to moving on up in the East. So we'll see. But don't be over the Russell Westbrook stuff already. Okay, so maybe
we're not even into the Russell Westbrook stuff.
It hasn't happened, and he's not on another team. We're still in. There's still talks going on.
Plus, what else would we talk about today, Zach? We can only talk about Summer League and the All Star Game and the ESPYs.
Yeah.
We got to ride this Russell Westbrook into the. In fact, it probably best if they don't trade him until Friday morning, so we have stuff to talk about all week. Right?
I would take Thursday night late,
so we would be the first people to kind of talk about it.
Do it when none of the local shows are on, you know, Thursday. Do it maybe like 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Like overnight, like they did with the Paul George thing. The trade and everything went through with Kawhi Leonard.
It's a new world.
That's it. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, that's Dave Hyde. The Biff's here as well. Joe Rose out for the week, by the way. So if anyone's crying out there, that is the reason why. Not suspended and not in rehab. Just doing things with the family.
Are we a little worried about Joe, though? There's earthquakes going on out west. And yesterday, a big report anyways, that California, it's going to get the big one here. It's coming. Should we put an alert, Joe, get back home? Get out of California?
Probably, yes.
In fact, everybody out of California until this happens?
Everyone move out of California. That's going to be a lot of people to move. There's going to be a couple states out there out west that are not going to be happy with you. All these people moving into their state.
Vegas.
Vegas will be happy with all those people there. They can handle it. Somehow, some way, they'll just build new hotels. They'll put everyone in that new stadium, the Raiders Stadium, and they'll live there. All right, we'll be back after this. I gave you the tease for the last segment, and we didn't talk about it, but a new rule or a new thing being implemented for the NBA for next year. And also coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Mario Cristobal, Oregon football head coach, will join us.
That'll be fun interview.
Yes, it'll be fun, and it's possible that we will get a scouting report on the Dolphins' next quarterback because he's got one of those guys.
We'll definitely get a scouting report. In fact, Sports Illustrated, their early mock draft has him coming to the Dolphins with the number one pick. We can ask him about that.
Take that, Oregon head coach Mark Criswell will join us in the 7 o'clock hour, and he'll break down the number one pick in the draft, possibly, for your Miami Dolphins.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
So the NBA will be following a little bit of what the NFL has done in this offseason by putting in a little bit more of a replay or a coach's challenge in there. And the NBA now is going to be implementing that next season.
I never thought I'd say this, but enough already. Enough. Enough replay. Enough stopping games. And the ruling itself where a coach can challenge a foul. I mean,
that's going to be interesting at the end of the game when a guy gets a sixth foul, maybe, you know, like where you go back and you challenge it. It's going to be interesting. I think that's where it's going to be the most used.
Well, not many guys foul out.
No. Right? But if it does happen,
it'd be more of a big momentous foul called, you know, in the last, you know, with 30 seconds to go, call foul that will give a team a lead. And a lot of those are judgment calls. It's like holding in the
every
NFL.
Play there could be holding,
how do
yes.
you challenge a judgment call to make sense? Now, if it's a whiff, that's one thing.
Sure.
But the other thing is, what are fans going to complain about now?
Everything will be legislated and every call properly, so the losing team can't say we got screwed by the refs.
No, because that one play is going to be replayed or whatever it's going to be. So the NBA Board of Governors has passed the implementation of in-game challenge flags for head coaches for the 2019-20 season.
Flag. So they're throwing a flag on the
court? I guess they're going to be throwing something. I don't know. I mean, are you going to raise your hand? Like, I don't understand how they're going to end up doing that. A little different in football when they throw the red flag at the ref and they know to blow the whistle. So here's how it's going to work. Coaches will get one challenge per game, regardless of whether the challenge is successful or unsuccessful. Teams must have a timeout remaining to request the challenge, okay, and it must call for it immediately after the reviewable event takes place. They'll twirl his or her index finger towards the referees to signal for the challenge.
The finger twirl. God, we're going to have a finger twirl cam on the coach, right? That's what we'll come
back
to?
I guess so. If the challenge is successful, the team will keep its timeout. If not, timeout will be used just like in the NFL. The following calls can be challenged. Called fouls, goaltending, basket interference, play where ball goes out of bounds.
See, here's what I'd like them to do. Here's a rule change I would like. Do the international goaltending, which is there is no goaltending.
That's it.
You know, don't. Take that off the plate. That way we don't have that rule out there anymore. You can do whatever you want.
So when the ball hits the rim and someone tips it in or whatever,
yeah, whatever.
They usually call it goaltending.
I mean in the cone
yes.
goaltending,
yeah.
you know, not
like putting your
downward.
Hand through the hoop
yes,
and the block.
Right,
otherwise,
right.
Taco Fall would be the number one pick in the draft this year, and I would just play him on defense.
Summer league sensation.
That's it. We were just watching a highlight to Taco Fall. He's 7'7". He's 289 pounds. He does not jump to dunk. His arms are long enough, and they should be at 7'7", where he just, it's like, you know, doing a layup in an 8-foot hoop for, you know, a pretty big guy. It doesn't even look like he's jumping or anything. That's what Taco does on a 10-foot hoop. And yesterday in Summer League, I guess it was a fast break, and there was a 5'9" point guard back on defense, and they threw the ball to Taco running down the middle of the lane. And this guy put his knee up. And the 5'9" guy went 30 rows back into the stadium.
And then Taco ate him for lunch.
Yes, then he put two pieces of bread around him, a little bit of mayonnaise, and had him for lunch. And then after the game, I don't even know what the guy's name is that got took the charge or whatever it was. He literally just wrote on Twitter, "Taco tried to kill me."
meanwhile, in New York, they're propping up the second round pick and calling RJ Barrett a dud. So
it's
a great
summer
perfect,
league. Wow.
Perfect
summer
reaction,
league play is
it?
Just come on.
Isn't that perspective?
Yes, of course. And we're also talking about Tyler Hero being the next great
superstar.
Do not superstar
trade Tyler Hero.
Yes,
you cannot trade Tyler Hero.
So all right, so more on the coaches challenge stuff. There must be clear and concisive visual evidence that the original call was incorrect. So it's going to be one of those kind of like you said judgment things where if it was a full judgment call, either a ref's going to be called an idiot or the ref's going to say, "Oh yeah, the ref, he was right. Look at that. What a great call by the ref." No calls will be allowed to be reviewed in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime. The crew chief in the game will determine the final outcome of the challenges involving fouls, while the NBA Replay Center in Secaucus, New Jersey, will decide the other reviewable calls. All technical and flagrant fouls that occur during or right after a call being challenged will stand regardless of the result of the challenge.
Just the constant delays ruining the rhythm of the game. Look, I'm all for replay, but it can't be as intrusive as this. Another reason to stop the game. Enough already.
Yep. Yeah, there's just a lot of it going on. And I was kind of an advocate to a point here on the show, especially with Joe, because Joe was very much against the pass interference, how you could replay that now. And like you said, if you go through a game with a, let's say, former referee or a referee now in the NFL, or three or four of them, and you literally go through game tape, bring up any game, week 7 of the Dolphins, week 10 of the Bengals game, whatever it is, and you go through it with a ref, and you just lock in on the offense and defensive line all game long, you'll see 50 or 60 holding penalties.
And what about the pass interference?
And then, exactly like you said,
quarterbacks will be putting hands on. I mean, that's, and so the context of the game matters. How the ref's calling the game matters. What they're letting them get away. But if you just lock in on one play, well, that's pass interference.
Of course. And when they brought up the Hail Mary stuff with it also in the beginning, I said to Joe here on the show, I go, how long until Belichick weaponizes the Hail Mary? Like uses it in the playbook, and they practice and say, okay, well, it's 2:07 left in the fourth quarter, in the second quarter, we have the ball in the our own 10-yard line. Let's just send four guys deep on 9 routes all the way downfield, throw the ball up, see if we can get into field goal range before the end of the first half, and let's get 3 points when there's no way we should get any
points. And I'll have
right now
a flag thrown on the replay before the ball hits the ground.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll do it.
So, like, I was just waiting for that to happen, and now in basketball, you're going to be able to replay. I'm with you on this. The more stoppage of play, the more the ADD generation that we live in right now is going to start giving up on stuff.
Well, and the rhythm of the game, too. I hate, yes, in the NBA, here you are in the last minute of a playoff game, and they have a 3-minute break to double-check whether a guy was on the 3-point line or not. Maybe there should be a sensor detector on these lines.
Why not?
And the guy in New Jersey or wherever, in Secaucus, yeah, in the league headquarters, can immediately update this stuff.
I think that's like with all the technology we have today, you're telling me you can't put some sort of sensor on those lines just to say if somebody's putting their foot on it or not, or you could, or on the replay when you go to look at it, you could like activate it to see if his toe touched the line, if he was over or under. We have technology for everything right now.
We don't need home plate umpires calling balls and strikes anymore.
No,
because
soon it's going to be robots.
As you see on TV, you know, the umpires must hate that. Now, 95% of the time, they're right. But like Rojas got called
That's
out
right.
the other day.
That's
and
right.
And these players know, they go back and they look at the replay. Oh, he screwed up. I thought that ball was outside. And, you know, that leads to real problems for the umpires.
I think they could honestly, in baseball to a point, put robots behind home plate to call balls and strikes at this point. Like, they really could. They're not running up and down the court like in basketball
fact, they should
or
do
football.
It. You want to get, of course, the umpires would go ballistic.
Oh, of course. Every baseball umpire right now hates both of us.
But have an AI game.
Yeah,
for baseball,
like
right?
like one game where like they're in there is just kind of a training session and see how it is, and then once MLB sees how accurate those robots were, that's it.
And
it's
I'd
over.
Love a player turning to the robot and complaining, the camera, and yelling at it. You know, that'd be great. We'd have an argument.
Yeah, that'd
our
be,
first AI human argument.
Will there be a fight? Or we're gonna put like what are we gonna do there?
You get
all that?
Get spittle all over the camera lens.
All right, 7:20 today. We're gonna talk to Mario Cristobal, Oregon football head coach. 8:20 today, by the way, we're gonna talk more football with Heath Evans. Has been out of the kind of media game for a while and the NFL game for a while, and he's got something going on this weekend in South Florida, so we'll talk to him with a little NFL action today. We are keeping out of the guests for Russell Westbrook Day. We're going to do one day this week where I'm not bringing on 17 guys to talk about Russell Westbrook. We're now in the holding pattern to see what happens, because I'm ready to celebrate when Pat Riley pulls the deal and gets Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook down here.
Well, you know something's going. You know this is going on. Otherwise, the Heat would have put an end to all this endless talk.
Yes.
I mean, and they
it's
would
very
have,
quiet.
They would have let it known, hey, this isn't going to happen. Instead, they're allowing the conversation to not just go on but build and go into ludicrous corners right now.
Some of these tweets are ludicrous. Of rumored guys,
you know,
coming
the hard
down
thing
here.
For the Heat is, and people, they're up against the hard cap, so they're just less than $1 million under the cap. They cannot make trades, any trade that would put them over the cap at all. So that's makes things really difficult.
Absolutely. So we'll see what ends up happening with this, but we are on the Russ watch. But we're taking a deep breath and standing away for a second. We'll come back. 7 o'clock hour coming back. I'll read more of your texts. They're coming in pretty frequently at this point. 560-22-560-22 is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Like I said, Mario Cristobal will join us at 720. Radio.com. Radio.